These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Almost everyone has had a time when something was so upsetting or stressful or angering that your emotions soared to overload and you couldn't think straight. You just felt flooded by negative emotions. These emotions may have been anxiety or sadness or anger or frustration. It's a terrible feeling to be that level of distressed. And in addition, it makes it difficult to think, to use all your wisdom in order to either do or not do something that often makes your situation even worse in the long run. So today, I am answering a question from a listener who often finds herself overwhelmed by emotion and feeling so miserably frozen that she is not able to manage herself. When a person becomes emotionally overwhelmed, it means they are experiencing intense and often distressing emotions that are difficult to manage or cope with. This can happen for a variety of reasons, like stress, trauma, grief, relationship issues, or even positive experiences like joy and excitement. When someone is emotionally overwhelmed, several things can happen. There are the physiologic responses, because emotions can trigger physical responses, such as an increased heart rate, shallow breathing, muscle tension, and changes in blood pressure, which can lead to symptoms like sweating, trembling, and a feeling of being on edge. It can lead to cognitive effects. Emotionally overwhelmed individuals may have racing thoughts, difficulty concentrating, and an inability to think clearly. They may also experience negative thought patterns or what is called catastrophic thinking. That means basically constantly going to the worst case scenario of anything that might pop up into your mind. They may experience behavioral changes, which can include irritability, agitation, withdrawal, or outbursts of anger or tears, and reduced decision-making abilities, because emotions can overwhelm your ability to make a calm and thought-out decision. And it can really impair your problem-solving skills and cloud your judgment. It can cause physical symptoms because prolonged emotions can overwhelm and lead to physical health issues like sleep disturbances, headaches, gastrointestinal problems, and even a weakened immune system. High emotions can increase your sensitivity overall, such that when you're overwhelmed, you can become more sensitive to whatever is coming in, and normal sounds or lights or interactions can be more distressing than they were before. And it can lead to escapism and avoidance. People may engage in behaviors or activities to distract themselves from their overwhelming emotions, like overeating, substance use, or excessive screen time. It's important to know that emotionally being overwhelmed is a natural response to challenging or intense situations, but sometimes it can become problematic, either if it persists, or it leads to chronic stress or mental health issues, or it causes you to make bad decisions in the moment that harm you in the long run. To cope with being emotionally overwhelmed, individuals can try different strategies like deep breathing, mindfulness, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, and engaging in self-care. Seeking professional help might be important if you're emotionally overwhelmed and it's chronic or it interferes with your day-to-day life and functioning. So with that, let's turn to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, last week, my daughter-in-law told me she doesn't want to come to our house for the holidays. She wants to stay home. She said it's not relaxing and she wants to relax for the holidays. This really, really upset me. It's so important to me that we all be together for the holidays, and I felt upset, angry, and hurt that she's going to ruin that for me. I was so upset in the moment. I sort of screamed at her. I told her she was being selfish, and that, fine, then I didn't even want them to come, which is not true. It's like she flipped a switch in me, and I was so over the top mad and hurt that I just blurted out all these things. And so she left in a fury and, of course, told my son, who is now also angry at me. And I just really messed everything up. This, unfortunately, is not new for me. When I feel emotionally overwhelmed because I'm hurt or angry or afraid, I seem to have no control over my mouth. And often enough, it gets me into trouble. A few hours later, I calm down and I wish I'd handled things very differently. In the end, I know I'm emotionally hurting myself. And yet the next time, once I'm emotionally sky high, I can't stop doing the exact same thing. Is there any way I can calm myself down closer to the moment so I can give more considered responses instead of blowing everything up? When we are emotionally highly distressed, it activates our sympathetic nervous system to come on board, signaling danger, danger, do something like flee or fight. It says do so without even thinking through your actions, because it's telling you there is no time, there is danger. This makes it very hard to think through the situation and bring all your wisdom to bear on the problem. You are doing the emotional equivalent of fighting, of throwing jabs. And of course, as you point out, this is most often not at all the wise thing to do. So how can you take a mind in distress and deploy some crisis survival skills so that you can bring down that distress level enough to once again deploy your wisdom and think through a response? There are skills. They're actually often taught in what is called dialectical behavioral therapy, aimed at distress tolerance. And they start with something called the stop skill. In a moment of emotional distress, stop stands for stop, take a step back, observe, and proceed mindfully. So for stop, the first S, do not react, stop. Freeze. Don't move a muscle, meaning don't open your mouth. Your emotions may try to make you act or speak, but you can be in control by just doing zero, nothing, freezing. Then take a step back. Take a step back from the situation. Take a break. Let go. Take a deep breath. Do not let your feelings make you act impulsively. In your situation, that might have meant you froze and then you said, I need a moment. And in the moment, you might have walked away. You might have said, be right back. You might have just stepped back and said, 1 second. Then the next part of stop is observe. Notice what is going on inside you and outside you. What is the situation? What are your thoughts and feelings? What are other people saying or doing in the moment? Look around, look inside, don't speak yet. Then the P, proceed mindfully. You will have a moment to calm down and then think with awareness in deciding what you want to do. Consider your thoughts and feelings, consider the situation, consider other people's thoughts and feelings. And then thinking about your goals, ask your wise mind, which action will make it better or worse? Going through stop quickly can help you take a break, step out of the situation, and arrive to an emotionally calmer place before you open your mouth and have time to think about what action will make it better or worse. So when you feel your emotional distress start to soar, whatever the situation, you are going to tell yourself, stop, full stop, don't speak. Tell the other person you need a moment. You'll be back to them shortly. Leave the room if you need to do that. It's always okay to later say, you felt upset in the moment and you needed a bit of time to regroup because you wanted to make sure that you were okay with your response. After the break, I'm going to tell you a number of ways to bring down that super heightened state of distressing emotion so that you can re-enter thinking through and responding in a way that you know will ultimately be best or better for you. Back with methods of bringing down very high emotional distress. These skills are actually called TIPS skills in dialectical behavioral therapy, standing for temperature, intense exercise, and paired muscle relaxation, and paced deep breathing. And these are methods of changing your body chemistry, taking that sympathetic nervous system offline and revving up the parasympathetic nervous system to help calm down in order to bring your overwhelmed emotional state back to manageable. So, tips. First is temperature. By changing our body temperature, we can quickly decrease the intensity of an emotion. That means things like dip your face in cold water, not less than 50 degrees, and hold your breath. Try to hold it there for 30 to 60 seconds. Don't attempt this skill if you have cardiac problems. That's not for you. But if not, this skill can help you to quickly calm down. If it's not feasible for you to put your face underwater, you could try an ice pack on your face around your eyes and cheeks. The point is to abruptly change temperature. Next is the eye, intense exercise. By engaging in intense cardio or aerobic exercise, we engage our physical body in a way that de-escalates intense emotions. Exercising for 20 minutes or more, if it's not possible, do what you can do. But exercise so that your heart rate is 70% of its capacity. There are calculators that can tell you, based on your current heart rate, what that would be. But you are going to target a heart rate of about that. Paced breathing. Try to slow your breathing down to 5 or 6 breaths per minute. This means that your in-breath and out-breath put together should take 10 to 12 seconds. You might want to use a timer or an app to achieve this. There's something called the Paced Breathing app that's on Android phones or the Breathing app for the iPhone. Basically, you're breathing in slowly through the nose to a count of 5 and then slower to a count of 7 out your mouth for the exhale. That longer exhale will help reduce heart rate and bring your emotional response down. And then paired muscle relaxation. Practice tensing your muscles as you breathe in for 5 to 6 seconds. Note that feeling of tension, and then relax them as you breathe out, paying attention to how that feels as you do it, and noticing the difference between the feeling of tension and the feeling of relaxation. Go through each muscle group in the body, starting with your feet and working your way up to your head, tensing and relaxing each one at a time. As you relax a muscle group, you can say to yourself, relax. Over time, you can see which of these techniques works best for you to bring down your emotional distress and employ them so that you can think through your options and make your best informed response. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.